Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rise to our quite something able. We're off the bad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Pamela.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sam, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how do you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. Is there ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I am Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Terrible. All rise for King Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
If I were the devil, if I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the... So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Always looking to fill the turbo and the Knights of the Round Table. Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html, where you have access to not one but four separate chat rooms. As well as if you scroll down underneath those four chat rooms, you'll see a link for People for People Radio Network. Click on that and go over there and tell them old crazy Shaziz sent you. Nice folks over there. Anyway, nothing makes sense. And coming from my own perspective, obviously, to start off today's show, I see, you know, observations that I when I'm out looking, you know, for show content, and I look at all the different things going on in the world, and it just seems to be, you know, really chaotic to me. And in my mind, I just can't get a grasp on what's going on with everybody. You know, there's a section of the population out there that just seem to be, I don't know, it's I don't want to say mentally ill, but it could very well be pretty close to the case. I don't understand why people are just completely freaking out over just about everything under the sun. You know, political correctness run amok, you know, wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famines, pestilence. You got people out there fear-mongering everybody about just about every subject under the sun, every conspiracy under the sun. It don't matter what words come out of your mouth. You open your mouth and you talk about something, there's some drama going on about that same exact deal. Somewhere in California, I guess, was a 7.1 earthquake. Not too far away from me, there was a massive sinkhole that basically they said it's going to take down this street indefinitely. Because, you know, it just, the water, you know, damaged so bad that there was a massive sinkhole that took out the entire street. It's been raining for, you know, who knows, probably at least 3 months around here. Off and on, we got 7 inches of rain one day, and, you know, it's just an incredible mess. So, looking out there in the world and reading all the headlines and trying to make sense of all of it, you know, it just doesn't, nothing seems to add up. Now, of course, you could go back to the conspiracy theories, and there's people's theories about what's going on in the world. You know, some folks believe there's a planet coming in that's causing all the craziness. Some people believe it's global warming / climate change / climate disruption. Some people believe that even the crazy in people's head has to do with climate change. And some people believe that even the crazy in somebody's head has to do with this so-called planet coming in to destroy everything. Man, who knows? Who could know? Who could potentially have the answer to what in the heck is really going on in this world? You know, I see, I've been watching all the different things politically and, you know, spiritually wise and all that kind of stuff, and I see all kinds of things that just seem to, you know, make me question everything. But, here this last 4th of July, I actually saw something I didn't really see before. He's got a, you know, a big old bulletproof shield in front of him at the 4th of July celebration, which is understandable. He's the President of the United States. I've just never really seen that before. Same kind of deal like the Pope usually has around him, because there's people out there that, you know, basically want to do him some harm or whatever. And then the more I got to looking into that, I've seen other headlines where there were assassination attempts and all kinds of stuff like that. So people are so unhinged about him even being president that they're willing to do that. There's even even conspiracies about deep state actors that are having a secret war above ground and underground. And that's why they say that some of these events are happening with sinkholes and, you know, earthquakes and stuff like that, that they're blowing up secret bunkers underneath the ground. So it goes on and on and on. Now, am I saying I believe in any of these things? I don't know what to believe anymore, because the information is so scattered and so vast for every single subject that you could possibly imagine that it's mind-blowing. Now, I could think, you know, I like to consider myself a pretty intelligent guy that, you know, I can sit there and sort through the mess and, you know, try to, you know, find the truth in the situation. But it's almost as if this thing we call the internet or the matrix or whatever is on information overload. I don't have any other way to explain it other than that. You know, you got pockets of people out there that subscribe to just about every kind of conspiracy theory under the sun. How do we know what's what? You know, you listen to the words coming out of the mouths of the politicians these days, and then you even have to question, how in the heck did these folks ever even get elected to begin with? They don't even sound even a fraction of the intelligence that, you know, maybe my neighbor down the street might have. You know, and I don't claim to be the smartest guy on the planet, but I also don't think I'm the stupidest one either. But knowing that me personally, I would probably never get elected to a public office like Congress or the Senate. But if I was to be elected, I'd take the job serious. I would, you know, try to seek the truth and try to, you know, do the right thing. Of course, I'm under the understanding, according to what the conspiracy theorists out there, when you get to Congress or the Senate, you're already under attack, because if you're somebody there who's actually really wanting to change the status quo or drain the swamp, so to speak, you know, using Trump's word, you're not going to fare so well, because these folks have a lot of money on the line. There's a lot of corruption that's already so deeply embedded in the system that there's really no way that you're going to be able to change anything. Not just one person, you know. And I know people always tell me, you know, there ain't no way you can fix this world. And I don't want to believe that. You know, my faith tells me otherwise. But as I look at it, it doesn't make any sense. Don't know where to start fixing it. You know, the only only explanation that I can give is that if I believe that it would take each individual on their own to want this world to be better than what it is and do something about it. You know, I do what I can. It's never enough. You know, I can't change the world. I can speak and hope to inspire, but truthfully, there's not much I can do. I can do things in my own circle, you know. I can make things and try to get things out there. My patience, you know, is just, it's like almost non-existent. Because I see all these solutions available. I see all the possibilities of things that we could accomplish together. And yet, I can't seem to get any further. It's like I'm stuck in the mud. I'm still working on some projects that are moving along really slowly because of finance and resource, and I got some things in the works that might solve that problem. But in the meantime, as I'm looking out here at the world and trying to make a sense of it all, anybody with any common sense would just completely shut down the internet and walk away, just not even look out there anymore. You know, but for some reason I keep being sucked back into the matrix, because I think that I can actually help at least a little bit to try to make things better, you know, try to point out truth and reality. But I'm getting to the point where I'm even questioning my own truth and reality. I've questioned my own faith, I've questioned my own morals, I've questioned my own motives, and is this an intentional deal? Is this like what they were talking about in the whole mind control thing, where they pretty much get y'all frustrated and manipulated and, you know, being lied to and being propagandized and being indoctrinated from the day you're born all the way up to the modern day, and then finally breaking free of those chains and then trying to sort it all out? That's one heck of a journey. You know, I'm sitting here trying to think. You know, I don't even really truthfully know the true history of anything. I know what I've been told, but when things don't seem to add up, then when they don't make no sense, then I got a lot of questions. You know, am I anybody important? No, I'm just one person. I'm just one little tiny speck in the entire grand scheme of things. And if everything is the way that it was explained to us, I'm even tinier than that. I'm a fraction of a fraction of a fraction and of a trillion whatever fractions. Just a teeny tiny little insignificant dot on the radar. You know, so what would make me so important to want to either troll my channel and shut me down, or, you know, spend the time to try to convince me that what I believe is wrong or right or whatever. You know, I think that for the most part, it's like a whole bunch of mice in the maze, and you've got a couple mice trying to get up out of the doggone maze because they realize it's going nowhere. You're sitting there trying to find the cheese, and no matter how hard you try, you can't seem to get up out of the maze because the other mice keep pulling you back in. They've been there so long, that's all they know. And so if I reach out to all my brothers and sisters around the world and I say to them, I say, I think we can fix this thing. I think we have technologies and information available to us that would give us everything we need to resolve all the problems of the world. Everything from homelessness to hunger to sickness, you know, everything. I honestly believe we have what we need to do it. But if you listen to the people out there, even the people that are claiming that they want to preserve and save the planet and work in harmony with nature, they're not doing anything. They're protesting, but that's it. They're not doing anything. They're not supporting people who are actually making an attempt to, you know, do real science or, you know, build things or bring solutions to the table. So as far as I'm concerned, environmentalists are one of the biggest hindrance of all the solutions out there. You know, and the governments of the world, the hypocrisy, the setting their double standards, or even to the extent taking saying one thing out of one side of their neck and doing quite the opposite out the other side. You know, you hear about millions and billions of dollars being sent to this place and that place, and nothing ever seems to get solved. You got children out there that they show on TV all the time, send your money in, send your money in, we could feed these children, we could feed these children. And the more I see those, the madder I get. I can't even begin to tell you how angry I get when I look at a commercial on TV and I see a video of a child starving and somebody telling me to send money because I'm 53 years old. They've been saying this to me since I was a child. Send money, send money. There was times I didn't even have money to send, you know? And then you hear all the stories about different organizations that are supposedly there for charity, that are supposedly there to help people out. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't some that probably do good things, but why does it take as long as it has to resolve one single issue in a world that has so many resources available and so much technology at their disposal? So it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I don't know how to explain it other than that. If you look out into the world and you see a problem and you get together with your brothers and sisters out there and say, hey, look, you know, these folks over there, they got dirty water and, you know, it's making them sick. Let's go over there and clean it up. You know, and you get it done. But this is not what we see here. We see people are arguing over whether or not there is more than two genders out there. We see people arguing, you know, what type of label that they should be called by. We see people arguing over who's doing what, sexually or politically or whatever. It's like the whole doggone world has gone into a full-on free-for-all and nobody seems to really care that the things around them are leading them down a path to sure destruction. It's you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that on the path that we're going, we're either going to break out into a civil war or worse, if there is anything worse than that. And so I'm trying to reach out there, and I'm trying to talk to people. I say, look, get those outgoing environmentalists to come here and let's talk. Let's sit down at the table. Let's talk. Now, what's the point? You know, I'm not popular. I'm not famous. I'm not a celebrity. So why would they even want to talk to me? If I call the President of the United States up, he's unavailable. He will always be unavailable to me because of who I am. You know, I'm just one of the so-called citizens of these wonderful United States. I'm not important. I'm important enough to spy on, just in case, but I'm not important enough to talk to the man in charge. I'm not important enough to talk to the Congress or the Senate. You can get them online every once in a while. You can get one on the telephone, but if you don't have something to offer them, then they will rush you off the phone. And if you have a complaint, they'll listen to what you have to say briefly, and then tell you they gotta go, and then nothing ever gets resolved. People go out there and they fill out all these different, what they call, doggone it, I can't even remember the word that I'm looking for. You go to the whitehouse.gov or whatever, and you can put your name on a list, and if you get so many people's name on that list, you actually might get something started towards a resolution to your problem. But you as an individual, you can't just call up the man and say, hey, look, you know, I got an idea how we can fix this. You guys say you want clean, renewable, alternative energy, and I got a way how we can fix this. And hear me out, you know. They send $50 million or $50 billion, I'm not even sure what the actual number is, to the UN Climate Change Fund. And what's it for? What do they do with that money? Are they actually doing research? Are they actually doing something that is going to end the problem? I don't think so. Because I heard about this when I was 9 years old. Here we are in the year 2019, getting ready to go to the 2020 deal. And all we hear about is elections and corruption and impeachment and ridiculousness. And you have to listen to the average Joe rambling on and saying all kinds of crazy stuff about how corrupt their president is. He's a racist. You're a racist. I'm a racist. We're all Nazis. We're all, you know, there's a label for each and every one of you out there. Personally, I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing the word Nazi. It just nauseates me every time I hear it. I mean, it's been wore out. It's like an old carpet, you know. It's been walked on so much, you just don't... there's nothing to it. You know, you burn a hole in that word. It's like your favorite song that you listen to over and over and over again, and then eventually it comes a time you can't stand it anymore. It's ridiculous. But that's a whole mouthful, ain't it? That's a lot of nonsense. It's a lot of nothing makes any sense. How do you fix a world that don't want to be fixed? How do you fix a world that most people are convinced can't be fixed? How do you make something positive in this world? You know, I could do this for myself. I seriously could. I could just shut this entire internet down. I could cut the wire to my house and never even watch TV or listen to the radio, or even take the time to listen to my neighbors talk about what's going on in the world. You know, I could just shut the world out. It would be so easy for me to do that. It'd probably be more psychologically beneficial for me to get completely off the internet. I have no drive to do YouTube videos anymore. I don't even have no drive to want to do radio shows anymore. I don't have no will to want to even talk and discuss things with most people, because everything that I've seen is basically, it's on a constant repeat. It's like that crazy joke about if Pete and Repeat's in a boat and Pete falls out, who's left? And that can go on forever and ever and ever. I really want to see actual solutions. I really want to see the world on the way to being fixed. You know, my version of the perfect world ain't your version of the perfect world. That's obvious. We can't agree on that. But my version of the perfect world, at least, at least you stop seeing these commercials where babies are starving to death on TV. You know, they give you this sad story and they tell you about his name. All right, well, how'd that kid get in that position to begin with? And why is it that we can't seem to resolve that deal? You know there's people over in these countries suffering, is what you say. But why can't we amass all the power that we supposedly have as a nation, or even the United Nations together, and why can't we solve that? Every single day, without fail, money's exchanging hands from all different directions. It's exchanging hands from the government, it's exchanging hands from the bankers, from the power industries, to the military-industrial complex. Money, money, money. And even to you. You pay your taxes, otherwise you're in trouble. You don't pay your taxes, they'll sell your house out from underneath you. You don't even own your own home anymore. You don't even own your own car anymore. Maybe you never did. You know, there's a sticker out there that really blew me away one time when I very first seen it. It said slave from birth to grave. And it talked about, like, basically how when you're born, they throw a birth certificate on you like a title on a car. And then eventually there's a social security number attached to that, plus your medical records, plus your criminal history records, your school records, your educational level, your job performance, your doggone credit report, and all this kind of stuff. And so it all started to make sense to me now. If you comply with the man, if you comply with what society thinks that you're supposed to be, or what you're supposed to do, and as long as you don't say anything that they deem to be hurtful to anyone, then you have a fairly decent life. But where I stand right now, all I have to do is, if all I have to do is anger the wrong person. Oh, that's all I have to do is anger one wrong person. One wrong person in a financial institution, a person in a position of power, a person with connection. All I got to do is anger one wealthy individual, one powerful individual. That's it. One. One person has the capability to destroy everything that I've worked for my entire life. So I got to be really careful. I don't want to anger anyone. Because I don't know, this person's related to that person who's related to that person, and the moment they find out my name, my place, where I'm at, and I made them angry because I use hurtful language or whatever, they shut me down. They take everything that there is from me. They take my finances, they take my home, they take my family, they take it all. And maybe even frame me up for something I didn't do. So... you got to think about this. The world that we live in, it doesn't make any sense. Unless you're one of the ones in the know, you're the one of the ones that helped to write the history books, you're one of the ones that actually is maybe in those, quote, secret societies or upper echelon of banking industries or even, secret clubs or... you know, the top elitist of the world, and you know the secrets. Imagine being the one who can go into places like Area 51 or, all the different ones you've heard about that know about all the science and technology that we really do have that the average Joe doesn't get to see. That's a lot of power. Until you step out of that circle, and you best keep your mouth shut. You best not talk out of line. So, I honestly believe that we have technologies that far exceed what we know about. And I honestly believe that the monies that we spend out there, they don't just go to fixing the world. They go to research. They go to research and development for all different types of subjects and projects and things like that, mostly to ensure a power structure for the military-industrial complex that we can still stay strong and, keep the edge over any perceived enemy. Well, if other nations are actually doing that as well, it's kind of crazy to think, but we probably even got sci-fi style, maybe spaceships or whatever. Flying saucers, we could possibly have those. That could be real. For some reason, they, don't want you to believe in certain subjects such as God or anything like that, but they're not too, worried about you believing in other subjects such as aliens or even Bigfoot for that matter. Does Bigfoot exist? How in the heck could I know? I ain't seen Bigfoot. I seen what my cousin believed to be Bigfoot. It could have been a black bear. When you're in the heat of the moment, things might look a little different than, whenever you're actually calm and paying attention, focused to, the details and such. But how could I know? So if somebody tells me they said Bigfoot, I have no reason to not believe them. If they said they seen a UFO, I have no reason to not believe them. Do UFOs exist? I'll tell you. When one lands on my front lawn, then I'll be the first to report it. But the question is, under your state of affairs, would you believe me even if I did? We live in a digital world of the age of deception that is just mind-blowing, because you can take computers and get them to do things that and make look like people sad or are in a certain place where they never even were. They never even said what you're seeing or hearing. And so it don't even make any sense. Why this person's on there saying and doing the things that he's doing when that's not actually the character. And if you didn't know that person's character, you'd be out there telling all your friends, yeah, did you see what the President of the United States did today? My God, he's Hitler. He's a Nazi, right? Well, who's feeding you the information and why? For what agenda? What purpose is all this about? Why is somebody quite literally trying to see whether or not they can drive an entire population of a planet or flat plane, whatever you believe? Are they seriously trying to drive everyone insane? I can tell you, as a person who doesn't think that I'm stupid, that I probably have been deceived in my lifetime about certain subjects. I don't know what's the truth or what's not. Who wrote this book? Who wrote that book? Who told the history? Who told the story? I have no idea. How could I know? Which side of the story is real? And when I say something profound like, nothing makes any sense, it's understandable. Why? If you actually pay attention to what I've been sitting here saying, it makes sense. It makes sense why somebody would say nothing makes sense. Some people would say that you're cracking up. Some people would say that you're gone insane. It may very well be the case. For some reason, I must be a glutton for punishment because I keep coming back. I keep on signing on to this internet, even though I watch as the government creeps in on me, how Google will make me sign in with Facebook, and I know they're spying on me. But why? What's the purpose? What makes me so significant that they would want to even know what I'm doing? If you want to control every single individual out there and their information, to ensure that they're not going to say anything to inspire the rest of the population to act in a way contrary to continuity of government? That's how important each and every one of you are, because if every one of you start to speak the words of wisdom out there to each other, and you start to inspire, you'll amass a crowd. Now you go out there and you look on what they call the liberal side of things out there. You got groups like Antifa. They, for some reason, anti-fascist. That sounds good, right? And then they get out there and they do exactly what it is they say they're fighting against by suppressing other people's speech. They're able to amass a large crowd to go to rally at events. Is somebody behind the scenes paying them to do that? Are they paid agitators? We know that the internet has paid trolls, paid informants, paid everyone. Who's paying all these people to stir the pot to keep us all at each other's throat. Every time I think I'm getting somewhere, I get knocked a step or two back. I keep telling everybody I'm working on duct tape and baling wire as far as the way that this network is actually held together. And it never ceases to amaze me. Somehow or another, I'm able to keep this thing going as long as I have. But I see that there's going to come a day where this isn't going to work anymore. It's actually going to get shut down. Whether it be for, you know, hardware, software, or whatever, or just plain old censorship. I made a prediction that sometime in the near future, that this internet's going to go down. One of these days you're going to log on to the internet, and you're not going to be able to get onto the internet. It's going to be completely down. And then the moment that internet comes back up, it's not going to be the same internet that it was before. Now you'll have this notice on there. You have to sign in with this particular number or whatever. In order for you to be able to access the World Wide Web, you're going to have to sign this right here saying that you will comply with the new rules of the new internet. And the information isn't going to be readily available like it is right now. You can go places on the internet right now that are just mind-blowing. Some of them are dark places. You know, some places like they call the dark web or something like that. You know, there's so much going on in digital cyberspace, it's just insane. You can buy just about anything. I would just venture to say you could buy anything on the internet if you knew where to go. It's crazy. But with that kind of chaos and that kind of Pandora's box that's been unleashed upon the world, and I'm thinking, man, something really dark is happening here. Something is literally sucking everybody into this system that we call the internet. It's almost like the Matrix. Wouldn't even surprise me if we weren't being used for batteries like the story in the Matrix. That wouldn't surprise me none. But nonetheless, it doesn't make any sense to me why it is that the world is the way it is. And it doesn't make any sense to me that people keep claiming that they want to make the world a better place, but their actions speak contrary to the facts. You don't sit there with a wooden stick and a paper sign saying save the trees. You get out there and plant one. You know, that's common sense. But you don't see that anymore. And some people say, well, you know, all these terrible things have been going on for years. The only reason why we got all this technology is the only reason why you're actually able to see it at such a vast amount. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case at all. You know, I'm sure that throughout history, things have been pretty wild. There's been a lot of bad things. There's been murders. There's been earthquakes and, you know, tornadoes and floods and all that kind of stuff. To the extent that it is today, I don't think so. To the extent where you see massive crowds of people just presenting what, to my eyes, looks like a serious mental illness, you can't negotiate with them. You can't talk to them. You got to be really careful about your terminology because there's so many trigger words available in today's society. There's so much political correctness. You can't say anything. You have to really slowly, cautiously pre-plan every word coming out of your mouth so that you don't offend somebody. So that they don't take your words out of context. Instead of listening to everything somebody has to say in a conversation, people will be triggered by a word. And they'll take you down the path of either scolding you for using said word, or they'll take you completely off the subject to begin with. Now, I don't know how to fix all this. I'm open for suggestions. I'm open for some common sense. Some folks would tell me, well, you know, ain't nothing you can do about it. Yep, it's too bad. You know, the world's going to be what it is. Going to be with that, you know. Why would I want to entertain that kind of mindset? Henry Ford said that if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Well, I think I can. I think I can do something positive to fix this world. Maybe I can't fix the whole doggone thing, but maybe, maybe, just maybe, my words will inspire somebody to want to come together to do something positive, regardless of how large or small scale it is. If instead of sending $50 million to the UN Climate Change Fund to try to resolve the so-called global warming / climate change or climate disruption or whatever it's going to be next week when the math or science doesn't add up, instead of sending that out to them, why didn't they send it to us? Why didn't they put the resources on the table if we're making claims that we can build more efficient machineries, more efficient internal combustion engines? If we're making claims that we can actually do that, why aren't the governments of the world, who should be grasping at straws right now for any solution, saying to you, hey, you say you can do this. Here's the money. Put up or shut up. All right? I could respect that. But it doesn't happen like that. They'll send millions of dollars just to check out the mating habits of a slug or a frog or something just totally off the wall. Supposedly, there's all these grant monies out there. You got to be in the know. You got to know how to fill the paperwork out. You got to get the paperwork exact. So, you got people out there who monopolize on the fact that you don't know, and they'll sell you a book. Hey, how to get government grants, how to get wealthy, and all this kind of stuff. And while we're sitting here being distracted by all this ridiculousness, meanwhile the world's gone on, Snively Whiplash is out there at the cookie jar just filling his pockets up with everything that he can do. Back at the ranch, Snively Whiplash is taking over. So tell me how any of this to you would make sense. If your head ain't spinning by now, it probably never will be. Some folks just say, hey, whatever's happened, I'm just going to sit by and that's it. I'm let go. We're along for the ride. Well, I hate to tell you this, but we're all along for the ride. So whatever the idiots at the top do, the idiots at the bottom get to enjoy, or not. And so, I'm thinking, when I listen to that little piece where the grasshoppers telling the other grasshoppers about why it is they need to go back there and get those ants in line, I'm thinking, that's a little bit of TV showing a little chunk of reality, a little chunk of truth. Is Trump a good president? I don't know. I hear he is, and I hear he ain't. I see things, and I'm watching, and I'm listening, and it seems to be going the way that I would like it to go, but I'm still cautious, and I have a few issues. There's one phrase that always stuck with me throughout my entire life. If it seems to be good to be true, then it's probably not true. So the better things get with the man we call President Trump, the more I pay attention. And I hope for the best. I hope that he actually does what he says he's going to do. And I hope that he and his administration and other ones will start working together and they will make the world better. But it don't take but one step sideways and one little click of a mouse to click on to a podcast of another person saying things about the president totally contrary. He's a homophobe, he's a xenophobe, he's a racist, and all these Trump supporters are stupid and blah blah, you know, and he did this and he did that. He needs to be impeached. We've heard everything from assassination to impeachment coming from the average Joe on one side to a whole lot of praise of this individual on the opposite side. So you've got two completely opposing factors. Everything you need for a Jerry Springer show. Everything you need for a fight. We got the stages set. And if you look out there and you listen to people talk, most of them's talking about peace, hope, and love. Some of them ain't so much. But the majority of the people want the doggone same thing. They want freedom. They want security. They want, you know, everything that everybody else wants. They want a home for their family. They want things solved. But what they haven't realized, the biggest tool in their arsenal is themselves to getting any real results going on in this world. But after everything I've done described to you, everything that's going on, all the different craziness, if I feel the way that I do right now, and I'm looking out into the world, my motivation is shot, the wind's taken out of my sails, what makes me any different than the person out there looking in the same window, or even the window over? People are pretty much going nuts. And I don't know how to reach out to anyone to talk to them other than what I do here on the Knights of the Round Table. You put the table out there, you offer everybody a place to go, you come to the table, you sit down as equals, and you have a conversation, and you try to sort through everything, and you try to fix the world one little positive pebble at a time. I always say that if you do something, that at least something gets done. But if you do nothing, then absolutely nothing gets done. So, for all the accusations of me standing on a soapbox, or being on a rant, or, you know, being pointless, what's the point of even, saying anything if nothing I'm going to say is going to inspire one single soul out there to want to try to inspire the next person in line to do something positive for this world? Then that whole switch that shuts off the internet becomes something a little bit more simpler, which is a pair of what some people call dikes, other people call wire cutters, where I walk down to the end of my driveway and I find my cable, my DSL line, my internet line, my phone line, and I take these cutters and I just snip that thing. And then I put a little sign out front next to a big pile of all different types of computers and PCs, and I say, free, take it away. And then never come back. Because if what I'm doing right here, the words that are coming out of my mouth aren't doing any good, then there's no reason. There's absolutely no reason for me to do what it is that I'm doing. There's absolutely no reason for me to spend finances and funds to put a website together, to try to do YouTube videos, to try to put all this stuff out there, because I do not want to get famous. I do not want to get rich. I just want to answer a call that this world said that they had a problem. I just want to try to resolve that problem so I don't have to hear about it anymore. If there's a baby starving in the world and ain't nobody doing nothing about it, and you're still seeing the commercials on from the time you was a child till the time you're 53 years old, then that means that nobody wanted to fix the problem to begin with. Nobody wanted to feed that baby. Otherwise, that baby would not have ended up on TV saying that that baby's starving to death. And you're going to point me out of a crowd with your commercial to tell me that I got to send some money to you to go feed that baby? Now, I don't understand that. I don't understand how that could go year after year after year when the governments of the world spend millions and billions and trillions of dollars going around destroying things instead of fixing things. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. Pay your taxes or go to jail. Pay your taxes or lose your home. And then turn the TV on. Send me money so that we can save these abused dogs. Send me money so that we can save these starving children. Send me money so that we can help the homeless. Send me money so we can solve sickness. Send me money so we can torture these kids more with terrible doctoring and awful science. There are resolutions out there that don't require radiating somebody's immune system and destroying them, but yet we still see it over and over, these children that go through chemotherapy and end up bald-headed on TV. Send us your money so that we can fix it. It makes no sense. Now, one thing is going to either have to happen here. All you people out there that believe in the laws of physics, if you're telling the truth, if those laws of physics are true, if science is true, if any type of religion out there is true, or lack thereof, or spirituality, we have every damn thing we need right now to solve every single problem under this sun. Otherwise, every single one of you is a liar. Science is a lie. Physics are a lie. And every one of you that claim to want to fix this world is a liar. I spent my entire lifetime studying everything that there is to know about everything that I could possibly squeeze into this little pea brain of mine. If we can't fix it, then these cutters right here need to go right through that wire. Because I don't need to spend the rest of my life sitting here being frustrated because I can't even get a message past a not secure signal on my stupid website that I pay a lot of money to maintain. I can't seem to get my stupid videos anywhere on a search result unless I type in specifically the exact same word that I know that I titled it and my name. It says I've got over 8,700 some odd subscribers on YouTube. I don't think so. I don't think it's true. I think that I'm sitting here in front of this squawk box and I'm sitting here talking about solutions and problems that I know that people keep telling me that are in this world. But if you can't feed a starving baby over after 53 freaking years, if you can't seem to accept any kind of assistance for a problem that you claim is existing out there, you don't want to fix it. The governments of this world do not want to fix it. Otherwise, it would already be done. Now you think about what I'm saying here. We got a stealth bomber that looks like something out of Star Trek, something out of Space Age, and it is millions of dollars to fly this thing around. It's millions of dollars to put this thing together. Now somebody had to come together with all their talents and their skills and their tools and their technology and every bit of resource and finance available. You paid for that. You the people from every single nation. I don't give a damn if you live in the United States or not. If you're in Britain, you paid for that stealth. If you're in Canada, you paid for that stealth. If you're anywhere in this world and you're paying any type of taxes on any type of product out there, you paid for it. Every last one of you paid for it. You paid for it with your blood. You paid for it with your tears. You paid for it with your suffering. You paid for it with your finances. You paid for it. Every single one of you people out there paid for everything in this supposed great nation of the United States of America. You paid for it. You paid for it with your freedom. You paid for it with your sovereignty. And right now, I'm sitting here saying, if we can't fix nothing, that stealth bomber should not exist. If we can't accomplish anything, then every bit of science that all you college-educated geeks that like to come around and troll me and give me a rash every time I open my mouth and try to show you something, your education's a lie. Your science is a lie. Your physics are a lie. Everything coming out of your mouth is a lie. You calling me a Nazi is a lie. You calling me a racist is a lie. You putting any of your labels on me because you don't like what I said because I'm not politically correct is a lie. And I refuse to bow down to a liar. You want to fix this world? I'm saying put up or shut up. If you're an environmentalist out there and you ain't sitting at this round table, you're part of the problem. And if you don't like this round table, put your own round table together. Just understand that you have to have respect for the person sitting across you or you're never going to get anything accomplished. That's right, nothing makes sense. Nothing in this world makes sense. I may be by far the craziest person that ever existed in the history of time. I may be insane, but I damn sure ain't a liar. If I say I can do it, I'm going to do it. I said on my website, I put it right there at the top of the chat room, I aim to prove free energy once and for all. And that's even if my friend sitting there telling me there ain't no such thing as free energy. I'm going to tell him, watch. Step back and watch as I prove it. It ain't going to be like all these people out here to tell you, you got to love your reactor. You got to buy my product. I don't want you to buy my product. I want you to test the science. I want you to test the physics. Is it written in stone? Like you've been indoctrinated to believe? Or is there more to learn? I'm tired of the headlines, folks. I'm tired of the frustration. I'm tired of this whole entire deal. I'm tired of people telling me that we can't do it. I'm tired of watching idiots on YouTube run around and just say the most ridiculous things, commit acts of violence, while law enforcement stands idly by and says it's all right. Anybody with common sense can see that they want you fighting. Anybody who with common sense who has read the Patriot Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, and all these different things that have been put into place for the last several presidents is set there so that they can have continuity of government. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy fact. They did it. And they're waiting for the icing on the cake, which is the day that you and you and you take to the streets to fight that beast. The moment you do, oh, we got to save the people. We got to put all these laws right into place, so we already got them ready. And you don't even know you're being had. And then when somebody steps forward with an idea or a solution, you got to mock and ridicule. You're going to argue with each other over whether or not the orange man is bad or not. I don't give a rat's ass about the orange man. I don't even care anymore. It's ridiculousness. It's pure and utter ridiculousness. I don't care if I ever do another radio show. I don't care if I ever do another video. if I can't get past that brick wall, if I can't get over that dang hump, I can't call the president. I can't call the congressman. I can't call the senator because I know where they stand. So I'm making my one and only phone call from this prison that we call the United States of America, this prison that we call life. I'm making my one and only phone call to you, the people. And you either pick up and answer the call, or you don't, and the status quo is just what it is. And that's the way it will remain for the history of time. Until we finally blow it all up.
Shaziz, how about you simplify it then? You're saying you're making that one and only phone call to the other prisoners and saying, let's bust out of here.
Yeah, that's it. Chicken run. Let's build the airplane and get over the fence.
You know what? How do you do that?
Well, we take our real science and real technology and real resources. We combine it. We use aerodynamics. We build the plane that's big enough to haul all of our people out.
I got a simpler thing than that. Learn a skill. Start today by learning a skill, something new. It doesn't matter if you're great at it. Just become capable of understanding and using it. And then the next day, learn another skill. Until eventually you find those things you're good at, and you network with people that you are good at other things, and you start working together and trading and whatnot. Cut the government completely out by not buying things that you have to pay taxes for anymore. What you were talking about before, the beast, starve it.
Yep.
What did the saying go? There's good and evil in you. It's represented as a good and a bad wolf, a good and an evil wolf. Which one will win? The one you feed.
I agree.
So, and I've actually been thinking about this whole thing for a while. The whole government system thing, like recently I've been thinking about it without connecting it and my previous thoughts about it with the social credit system that's coming, right?
Yeah,
and let me finish my thought, then we'll hop in there and have a discussion. The thing that kind of dawned on me was that social credit system is just basically another version of government. So we have, because I've been considering that the social credit system is most likely our great filter. That's what basically stops us from looking up to the night sky and seeing millions of stars that are partially blacked out because there are Dyson spheres and massive colonies even intergalactic, because of how old the universe is, if you go by the current science. And how long the stars have been around in the different states they're in? Why are we not seeing any alien civilizations out there? And there's our answer: is that there's some great filter that stops every sentient race from ever achieving that greatness because it gets snuffed out before it ever gets a chance, or it just gets restrained until basically eventually when the planet becomes unstable, they die on that planet. They never escape it, right?
Yeah.
It's a social credit system, right? Where they get smothered out of existence. Then the machines are not coming for you. They're already here. And they're not going to build terminating machines to run around that look like humans and fire laser pistols at you to shoot you and kill you. They're going to use your mindset against yourselves.
Well, they
they're
going to
turn you against your brother. You turn your brother against your sister. Turn your sister against your mom. Turn your mom against your dad. Turn your dad against you. So there's a big loop where basically everybody's going to be turned against each other, and then it's going to sit there and pull and twist and tug on those threads between those people to keep them, from progressing forward, because it's dangerous. I've got to protect you. So, you know, don't innovate. Don't create. Don't work on things that are new, because it might hurt you. No more new stuff. No more working on anything. Don't do anything anymore. And then eventually we end up back in the trees. You know, we end up back in the cave hiding because we have no houses. We have no this, no that. Or we just, simply die out, because basically if people don't have challenges, you know, like your muscles. If you don't challenge your muscles every day, if you were to lay down and just stay in a bed and not move, your muscles would atrophy and you would basically die.
Yeah.
Right? So, the social credit system is a way to basically stifle all sentience out of existence by pitting them against each other. And it kind of dawned on me, wait a minute, it's a form of government. So this all started with giving up of sovereignty. People seeking safety and wanting to group together, right, but not being willing to become proficient at all of the skills necessary for them to eliminate a need for a leader, because everybody now is, you know, it's like the Second Amendment. We have that so that basically the entire populace of the continent of America, or the country of the United States, is armed, and therefore for a country to come and try to take us over, they have to beat every single person.
Yeah.
They don't just have to bust their way through a hard shell like a crab to get to the soft inner meat by defeating our military, and then they instantly have subjugation control over the populace. No, they have to beat the military, which is the hard shell, and then the inside is just more shell. And shell, and shell, and shell. There is no soft, meaty core to get to, even. You know what I mean? You got to fight for every bit of nutrient you get to beat us down and take from us.
Yeah.
And by eliminating our skill sets and telling people you have to be specialized, which means you have to sacrifice learning how to do all this other stuff so you can be the absolute very best that you could possibly be at this one thing, two things happen. One is they become dependent on other people, so therefore it's easy to govern and control them. The other is that you don't know if you're doing the thing that you're best at, because you haven't gone through it and learned everything you possibly can and played around with it and learned what your skill level was starting out and your enjoyment level was, so that you'd know how effective your experimenting and your practice would be. You know, two things that make practice effective. One is absorbance, to learn from your practice, right, and develop a skill. The other is the willingness to do the practice. If you're not willing to do it because it's the most god-awful thing you've ever dealt with and you hate it, then you're not going to, you're not going to practice, and you're never going to get any better at something, right?
Yep.
So you should be learning how to make buttons. You should be learning how to grow food, getting any plant. I mean, I don't care if you live in an apartment building. Get yourself some cups from your local convenience store. Poke a hole in the bottom and, you know, couple them together with one with no holes and one with holes in it so that one can drain into the other, and put some soil in it and just grow anything. Go out and get some grass from the ground outside. Get some seeds off the top of grass. Learn what makes it work and what makes it not work. Be proficient at growing things, and then move on to another skill. You know, every day add a new skill.
Yep.
You know, until eventually you don't need a mega corporation to make something for you. If you don't like what they're doing, you can do it yourself, and you can cut them out of your life.
Yeah, my grandfather used to say that all the time. That if you want something done right, get up and do it yourself.
Right. Well, and this is the thing, too. If you don't like what the government's doing, stop paying them taxes. Don't buy anything with cash anymore. Trade with people. Do everything and anything you have to cut down on the amount of money that is being hacked away from your finances. You know?
Yeah.
Cut that down to a bare minimum. You may not be able to cut everything out, but you can cut it down so low that they can't come and... you know, beat you over the head with that billy club because you didn't give them enough money for them to buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make them shrink until they're manageable, and then whenever you decide to do something, that call to that senator or that congressman or that president will actually be answered, and they'll actually do something about it, because they're like, well, you know, if we don't do what these people want, if we don't provide the product that they want, they're going to just leave. And they're not going to give us any funds to basically keep our our organization going anymore.
Well, that's the thing. You know, a lot of these congressmen and senators out there are saying things that you and I wouldn't get by with, first off. But, you know, they're supposedly there as representation, and some of them just flat out lying to the people. I mean, just flat out blatantly lying. And I don't care what side of the fence you're on, whether it be Republican or Democrat or otherwise. That doesn't matter to me. But when you know somebody's flat out lying to you, and they're supposed to be your representation, and then you are listening to people going out there arguing back and forth, the whole orange man bad thing, it's just ridiculous. It's flat out ridiculous, because what you just explained about going out learning every single thing you can, there's a lot of preppers out there that learn how to forage, they learn how to garden, they learn how to fish and hunt and all that kind of stuff because they think the world's coming to an end, which they might be right, who knows. But regardless
of that. That's points out a problem right there, is that learning new things has been denormalized.
Yeah.
It's been viewed as being abnormal, as being mentally ill.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I'm saying. We need to bring that back to being healthy. That's what it is, because otherwise this state that we're in, the road we're headed down, you're worried about feeding babies, I'm worried about the human race being snuffed completely out, every single human being erased.
Yeah.
By something called entropy. Because we're not going to be fighting back against it, and we won't even have the capability to fight back against it, because we will be so weak we can't do anything about it.
That's it. That's why I
say, because we wanted safety.
That's why I say we're sitting at a crossroad right now. We're not to the I don't think we're over the cliff yet. I think we're teetering on the cliff, but we're at a stage right now where we got a crossroads. And until we can get a consensus of, we don't need no leaders. Everyone has to be a leader in your own community. Everyone has. There's a leader standing right next to side of you. You guys take all, and gals take all your talents, all your skills, and make something or anything better in your community, and you share that with people in the community over, and it starts a ripple effect. Most of the best things that ever happened were grassroots things that government had absolutely nothing to do with. Now, I'm not anti-government. If you guys want, gals want government, at least you're going to have to hold them accountable for their actions. Right now, the only thing they care about is the next election cycle. How to keep their butt in that seat for they can get that, what is it, $175,000 or $200,000 a year pay that these congressmen and senators get, and then they complain about how they're not making enough money to do the job that they're doing. First off, they're not doing the job that they were hired to do. Otherwise, we'd get resolutions to problems. We're not. But, you know, the average Joe has to struggle. The average Joe has to pay taxes, has to pay car insurance, has to pay utility bills, has to pay everything, food and medicine and all that kind of stuff. And if you go to the hospital one too many times, it probably costs you everything you own. And there ain't nobody protecting you. There is no social justice out there. These so-called social justice warriors out there are, at the top of the idiot heap. That's all they are.
Yeah, I was going to say, be careful with the social justice thing, simply because if you really want to know where that's going, do yourself a favor and use the term social injustice on Google and Hitler and speech. And look at what you find.
Yeah.
It's been used before. This whole thing's been done before. This whole thing with social justice. The players were different, you know. The uniforms they wore and whatnot, and the people who got demonized were different. But it was still social justice. And yeah. I think the secret to true social justice and a weapon, something that basically causes, well. Concentration camps and death and whatnot, is you got to look behind what they're saying. Are they calling for violence?
Yeah.
And then you got to really start critically thinking about people who are actually calling for violence. Like you were talking about Antifa. The second they start talking about committing violence, which, you know, they've been talking about a lot of stuff, but something recent is the milkshaking.
Yep.
People should have went, whoa, wait a minute, this is a trigger. They're talking about throwing things at people.
Yep, no Jesse.
Okay,
no
don't make a joke out of that. That's not funny.
Revolution, milkshaking, they even talking openly about assassination attempts and all this kind of craziness. And you know, that's what social justice is supposedly about. I want no part of that, you know.
I'll say something bold. People can get upset if they want, if they're listening in and maybe they got clued in because, you know, later they're doing a search term, and because we use the term social justice, they came here and, you know, saw that. The white, straight male today is, they are the new Jew.
Well, that's what it says.
This is World War II. And the Jew of World War II, the people being exterminated and attempt to be demonized and be murdered, is that white straight male.
That's what it seems like.
And they're using just a few anecdotal instances of bad white straight males to demonize all other white straight males.
Yeah, I know my true heart. And
this is the thing, it will not stop with the white straight male. Once they have dominated them, then they'll move on to the next person. That's why you see this discussion constantly about how, you know, to the social justice warriors, nothing is ever woke enough. Now that you've done that, now you have to do something more. What are you going to do next to appease me, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
You've changed that character to a female or a different race or whatever. Now what are you going to do? Now you made them gay. Now they got to be transgender. Now they got to be this. I mean, they just keep moving the bar, because what they plan on doing, the people who are orchestrating things like this and letting it happen, they want you to literally be eliminating each other until there's so few of you that there's not enough to resist them whenever they come along with their buddies and decide to wipe the last of you out.
Yeah.
It's that saying where they came for, you know, so-and-so because he was such-and-such down the street, I said nothing. When they came for this person, that person, the other person, it wasn't me, so I said nothing. And when they came for me, there was no one to speak out for me.
I agree. Whatever you're sharpening, somebody in the chat room said, who's filing their nails? Laugh out loud. That's TV.
Oh, I'm actually, just so people know, and I'll mute it now afterwards, I'm cleaning off all of the coating that's on pieces of the dashboard of my truck because I'm having to piece it all together with fiberglass and resin. So, in fact, I think I sent you a picture. I don't know if you can send pictures to the channel or not from Skype. But it's in our conversation. If you look back there, there's a picture of a little shelf. And it's got a bunch of little plastic pieces laying all over it. That's my dash.
But either way, you're working on a lot of projects, and you're always busy, and you're always doing stuff. You got a lot of talent, and I'm saying everybody out there's got talent, and things get done whenever you get up and do them. It's that simple. And so
that's true. And hey, let's use that as an example, right? I'm figuring this out myself. Nobody taught me anything. I just read the instructions on packages and did some poking and prodding to find the things that I needed to put this together.
Yep.
But the fact that it fell apart is hindering me from doing other things in my research on energy and whatnot. So I think that's a big problem that we have right now, is most people are so beraggled that, you know, they view doing anything else as being this monumental deal until they're actually in the middle of it. So, you know, they're going to have to push past that hindrance that life is putting on you, where basically there's always another thing that has to be done, so you can't get to doing something that you want to do.
Yeah.
You know? Just make a little time, man. Even if you've got to break up something that's going to take an hour into 5-minute increments and just work on it 5 minutes at a time, and it takes you, you know, 12 days to get to it, 5 minutes out of your day ain't much time at all. So before you know it, day 12 will roll by, and you'll be like, hey, I actually accomplished that thing.
Well, that's, you know, another one of the issues that I've been seeing going on out there. People's motivation factor, including myself, people's motivation because of all the, it's overwhelming. It doesn't matter which
side. Right, your house is interfering with things.
Yeah.
You know, you've got this new house, you got to get up to working and whatnot. It's made it impossible for you and I to get together and just have the discussion so we can lay plans to even begin thinking about how we're going to do the things we want to do.
Yep.
You know? And everybody's got something like that in their life that they're dealing with. So we just gotta, you know, we gotta keep motivating each other for one thing, you know?
Well, that's
one of the... But we also need to take that motivation and do something with it, too.
That's one of the purposes of the Knights of the Round Table and this platform. That's why I put it together, to give everybody a place to come and, you know, vent and talk and work on things together and come up with ideas. And, you know, there's been many a times that I've had an issue going on, whether it be a computer or project that I was working on, that somebody in the chat room had heard talk about it, and they said, hey, try this over here, and it's worked out. Heck, you've done it for me many times on software issues or whatever. And so we actually can get things accomplished, even if it seems to be on a small scale. Everything that you can do to benefit, you know, time-wise, to make something easier for each other, that we have more time. You see what I'm saying? I mean, this is the point we've been trying to get across to everybody out there. You know, we got brick walls and hurdles and, you know, hindrances, and even, you know, a lot of people don't think that there's suppression going on, but YouTube's out there suppressing people all the time, censoring the heck out of everybody. I used to be able to make a few bucks off of YouTube just with the ads on there, which wasn't much, but it put some copper wire on the workbench for me to make projects with or something like that, you know. And I knew that at some point in time, because it's YouTube's platform, they were going to advertise on it anyway. So if they're going to offer me a few pennies, you know, out of the, you know, whatever piece of pie that they're going to get for throwing an advertisement on there, you know, I'm not begging people for money. They just throw an advertisement on there, and I get a few pennies in my bucket, and I can use it for research. So, you know, to me, it wasn't that big of a deal. But I'm not out there, you know, trying to ask people, send me your money, send me your money. The government's been doing it. The doggone mainstream media's been doing it for years. They've been saying, send us your money. We'll solve starvation. Send us your money. We'll help these abused animals out there. My God, if you see some of these videos on there, they're heart-wrenching. You know, you see a baby starving, you see a dog being tortured and abused. I'm sure there's stuff like that that goes on, but when you find stuff like that going on, you address it. You address it with the full force of the law. You address it. You step forward and you do something about it, and then that stuff will stop. You know, you can't seem to get that through people's head. You're the solution. The individual standing right there next to somebody who doesn't have no food or a home to go to, you know, you can do something, anything, even if it's only to, you know, give them a ride to a shelter where there, you know, there's food being provided or whatever it takes to help each other out. It's that simple. It is that incredibly simple. But when it comes down to science, I get angry because I know we have the science to do things right. If what they're saying to me, that they have access and things that they have achieved, is true, if the physics and all that are true, then what I'm saying is true. Otherwise, it's all a lie. It's all a lie. The science is fake. Everything's fake. And I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to think that, you know, all the years of education and studying and research that I've done has been based off of what was already a lie from the start. Yeah, you know, you got all kinds of crazy stuff going on in this world. You got people being arrested for some hideous crimes that they should have been caught years and years ago. You got people out there committing acts of violence on each other for political ideologies. Some of them just to be doing it, you know. Like, I think for the most part, Antifa don't care about justice or anything like that. I think that they're just like out there being in their mask and being part of a gang that just gets out there and smashes windows and tears up communities just to, you know, try to prove a point. It's like that rebel deal, you know. I just don't see any sense in going out there, first off, hiding your face, talking about how everyone else but you's a racist. You're a white guy and you're calling another white guy a racist when there's a black guy standing right in front of you saying, I'm a Trump supporter. Am I racist too? You know, it ain't about Trump. It ain't about all these ridiculous senators and congressmen. It's about us. And it's about how we react to situations that are occurring in our nations worldwide. Like I said earlier, that stealth bomber, I don't care what nation you came from. If you're a taxpayer, if you're a working person, if you've been to war, if you've been to any kind of deal like that, you paid for that. You paid for every doggone thing out there. You paid with your blood. You paid with your sovereignty. You paid with your freedom. You paid with everything. Some of you paid with your lives. Now, I want to say I love my country. I do love my country. You know, I live here. It's home. But I don't love the actions of the people who call themselves America while either spitting on, wiping their booty with, or whatever, a symbol that is supposedly representative of us being united as all these states that we call America. And so, if you don't like the place, there's lots of places to go, you know, and I'm politically incorrect for saying that, but nonetheless, why do you got to constantly do things that you know are going to dig into people who had served and sacrificed everything that they had, even for a country that may not have even cared that they did anything, that may not even respect the people? We know how the governments work. We know how crime families work. We know how banking systems work. We know how secret societies work. We know how the military-industrial complex works. We know what makes up that beast that's eating us all alive. The biggest question of all, the biggest question, is when are we going to stop feeding that beast and allowing it to torment people from every single nation? If there's a starving baby in this world, it's because we allowed it to be so, plain and simple. If there's homeless people in this world, it's because we allowed it to be so. There is more resources available on this world that if used properly, efficiently, together, we could solve all this stuff. And not under some one world banner, some one world religion, under a one world agreement between each and every one of us as individuals, working together for the betterment and the preservation of humanity. There could come a day when humanity becomes the extinct word. And if it happens, it's because we chose to go down that path, or we chose to allow the people driving the bus to run us off the cliff. Now, we're standing at a crossroads right now. We still have an opportunity. How many times can I shout that out? And how hard is it going to be for me to get this message over that fence that Google has laid down before me, that Microsoft has laid down for me, that the governments of the world have laid down for me? If I want to get them listening, I know the keywords to say to get the NSA and all the different spying agencies on board. I can add a few things, add a few more listeners to this show by saying bomb, terrorist, all this. I can do that. I know I can do that because they listen to me, and I'm not important. I'm not important past the extent that if I can inspire others to think the same way I do, then we all step outside the box, and that's not what the system wants. Prison doesn't let you out of prison because they're trying to be nice. You're either gonna find your way out, or you're gonna stay in. And if I'm trying to leave, let me leave. Don't pull me back in. That's the way it is. If I don't want to deal with this anymore, then you gotta let me go. Otherwise, you're part of that same beast. Simple as that. This all ridiculous, and none of it makes sense. You know, common sense, I don't even know if it even exists anymore. Because I can't click on any news deal without getting propagandized. I can't click on the alternative media without being fear-mongered or propagandized. I despise the internet. I despise the way that all this information has been used to attack my mind, to attack my spirit. attack my family, to attack all the things that I was raised to believe in. Decency. A man opening a door for a woman. What's so bad about that? You know, there are people that will really get angry at you. If they're a woman and you're a man and you open the door for them, they get mad at you because I'm not helpless. I never said you was. I was being respectful to you because of the way that I was raised. I helped the elderly across the doggone street because they weren't seeming to be walking so well, and I wanted to ensure that they didn't fall down on the way across there. But now they're under so much fear because of what I look like that I might be there to try to rob them or harm them. They don't want no part of any help. Society cannot continue to deteriorate at the rapid pace, and it seems to be speeding up on a regular basis. Society can't keep on this path without just going complete to self-destruction. So, are we literally producing a self-fulfilled prophecy of doom? I don't know. So, I'm going to see if I can add somebody to this call here, Thomas. Patty's here.
All right.
Maybe we get some common sense, because you can obviously see I'm in rare form today. I usually don't get... I try to stay calm, but it's not easy. Because I started off trying to find show content early this morning, and everything just it's just scrambled. It's mind blowing. Every direction is a different headline of something. You know how they like to put those on there, breaking, you know, and you know, dramatic and clickbait and all this kind of stuff. And I'm looking at it. I'm seeing everything from every subject under the sun of pure negativity, mocking and ridicule and war related. You know, they're already talking about us going to war. They're talking about Russia's secret submarine program and all this kind of stuff. Everything and the dramatic events unfolding. I said, not too far from me, a giant sinkhole popped up out there, and they said the street was going to be closed down indefinitely. That must be pretty bad if it's going to be indefinite. But all over the world, sinkholes, floods, wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famines, pestilence. This is what this internet thing is telling me right now, that the world is screwed, and I'm trying to like put the brakes on and get a grip on the situation, because I don't even know. I may very well be gone insane. I may very well be the craziest man that ever existed in the history of time. I still think we can fix it. Hi, Patty, are you there? I see your mic muted. I don't think she heard me. Patty, unmute your mic and say hi. She'll jump in here.
Hi.
Oh, there she is. Woohoo!
Sorry, it's Grand Central here.
Man, if you weren't there for the first of the show, it got pretty wild.
I've been listening a little bit. I did can't come in, I think a little bit after 9. But, yeah, it is crazy out there. But, you know, it's the... manage, it's manipulated crazy, you know?
Well, I think that as well.
And yeah, they want us to think that we're losing ground. They want us to think that we are being overwhelmed. But what we're looking at is lawmakers that are stepping up and doing these absurd things, and small groups that are mostly paid for, and those who aren't are just small misled groups. And all of this was manipulated. It was built. It was grown. This whole movement right now with the social justice warriors, all of this was created in the universities and through the Facebook, social media, things like this. But guys, you know, when you look at the big picture, I'm kind of feeling pretty good about this because there's pushback everywhere. But the thing of it is that they expect the pushback. It's what they want. Do you know what I read yesterday? I read that they're talking right now about a civil war and who would win a civil war here in the U.S. And they're arguing over who would have the most guns, you know, which side, the left or the right, would have the most guns and the most ability to kick butt. And when you bring up this thing about, well, what makes you think that if you start a civil war in the U.S. that they won't bring in the U.N. or NATO troops to quash this, you know, because they're saying, well, the military will join with the right and da-da-da-da-da, which is probably right, you know, to a certain extent, but that's not what it's about. They know that if there's ever a civil war here, it's go time for the globalists. This is what they're wanting. Why would they possibly want a civil war and work so hard to get it unless they had a plan?
Well, what I'm saying right now, that if the United States ever got in a second civil war, it will not be to the boundaries of the United States. There ain't going to be any winner of a second civil war here in the United States. It's going to affect every nation across this world. Regardless of what people think, the UN's not going to win, and China's not going to win, Russia's not going to win. We all, as a civilization, will lose a second civil war. It's not going to be like it was back in the old days where you had a few people fighting in it. With the weapons and the mindset of what's going on right now, you're talking about quite literally hell on earth that will unfold before the very eyes. And these people that think that they're going to be able to control it because they got a strong military or they got UN militaries that can come in and try to squash a civil war, I got news for them. It's going to backfire in their face with the ultimate vengeance. There are people right now, I guarantee you, mark my words, there are people right now who know where every single one of those bunkers are. And the moment those elitists roll down inside those bunkers, guess what those bunkers become? They become a tomb. So everything that you hear about civil war out there, it ain't going to play out the way that people think. There will be absolutely no winner of a second civil war here in the United States. If you want to talk about the end of a world type scenario, then try it. Push the American people over the edge and get them to fight each other and get your second civil war. But what you're going to find out is everything. Your power structure is going to fall right out from underneath you. I guarantee you there won't be no such thing as the petrol dollar any longer.
But it's planned.
Oh, if it's planned, they're going to get something that they didn't expect. It's not going to play out the way, and those folks that are the elitists, the rich people of the world, they're not going to fare so well in this deal. Unless they got some sort of secret space program where they can get in their rocket ships and leave this rock, they're going to be targets. Every single one of them. And it don't matter how much gold or silver or diamonds you got, it don't matter what you got. It's somebody's coming to get it. And I'm telling you, folks, you better heed my warning on this deal. I've seen it play out right in my mind. I know if this ever starts here in the United States, it's coming to your home too. It's going to be worldwide. It's going to happen.
Do you know what I saw? What I saw yesterday. Sorry, my days are confused because it's been one long busy cycle for me the last couple of days. My daughter came into town and the whole family's been over and it's been crazy. But on the 4th of July, and there was this big parade and there were all these people. If you looked at the Washington Monument, you saw and where they, the mall, along the mall, you saw a multitude. I mean, it was jam-packed. It was full completely. So, you got people there, you've got independent news sources, and they're all video, and they're all got all these, you know, even CNN was filming, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a news, I think it was MSNBC, it might have been, in the very beginning, about 2 or 3 hours before the actual, when Trump was supposed to get up there and talk, they put out a thing that showed a couple of people standing around, maybe a dozen or so, and they said, look, nobody's showing up for the president.
Yeah.
You know, now wait, this is how they're playing it. And then, now this is a news media who did this, major news media who did this, right? Okay, so we know that they've been being called fake news, and we know they're fake news, but you go out there, you film what you know is fake news, and you put it on there and you call it real news, knowing full well that you can't hide the fact of the multitudes that are showing up. So why are you doing that? Because you know you're going to be called out on it and you're going to be caught. Why would you do that? Unless you were wanting to incite the right to stand up and say, see, nah, 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 nah. Unless you were wanting to get the people up in arms. And then, after that, you see in Washington where they had the, I think the Proud Boys were there. I'm not sure if it was or not. And they were there, and they were standing around. There was no getting into it with anybody. Antifa showed up. You saw a guy. Now, I saw this. If you look at Luke Radowski, I don't remember his name. We Are Change. He was there.
Yeah.
And he was filming. And there was a little bit of people being animated in debates and stuff like, but nothing bad. But then you watch, and he watched two people. These two people walked off from the crowd, and you watch them pull hats, MAGA hats, out of their back pockets and put them on their head. And at the same time, all of a sudden, here appear Antifa with the mask over their face. So it was a setup.
Yeah.
Both sides was one setup. They're on both sides agitating this. And it was plain to see that they tried their darndest to start something and to make the news media be able to say, see, look what happened. But there was such a police presence there, and so many people caught on to what was happening that they didn't go anywhere with it. So this is what I'm saying. People are waking up. They're seeing the manipulation. They're seeing that they're being manipulated. And to me, this is brilliant. This is awesome. The people on the right didn't jump up. They stood back, you know. There was a few angry, people got on bullhorns, were just yelling crazy stuff, you know. The left does this and stuff. But nobody bit.
Well, that's good.
Nobody bit.
That's good.
To me, yes, to me, it showed me that the people are waking up, that they're seeing that both sides are playing a game.
And that means somehow or another that these messages from all these different networks, like what we're doing and People for People, is actually, you know, getting out there to people, and all those folks that are doing alternative media are actually getting through, because there's a lot of censorship. You know, nobody can deny that. I've seen it. I've seen it on my own channel. I've seen it on the network. I watch what Google does. Listen to what Google says. You know, and even to the extent of what the politicians on CNN and all this, when they're getting together for their meetings to try to get rid of Trump or whatever, you know, all the ridiculousness and propaganda that they spew out down there, you know, they're flat out lying to everybody. And they're saying just completely and utterly ridiculous stuff, you know, things that they would call us racist, they're up there saying. And this whole reverse racism thing that people don't think exists, it's there.
That's straight from Orwell's playbook.
Yeah. Look, I know my heart. You can call me whatever
Thomas
you want.
Thomas said something. Yeah, Thomas said something earlier when I was listening about when they're going after, like, the hate the whites, you know, the white supremacy, all of this kind of stuff. You know, in the history of everything, there's never been a time when you have seen outrage that had no backing to it, you know, and he's right. They are really going after the white man, and this feminist movement is attacking the white man. When you look at these things and you see that they're singling out, they're not going after white women, they're going after white men, right? They're not going after people in high places, they're going after white men. Now, the majority of the people here in the U.S., they've been living together for how long? In peace, different cultures, different colors, different religions, you know. You've always had the KKK, but they've been marginalized to the point of nobody even wants to have anything to do with them. Even the white people don't want to have anything to do with these people, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they seem to be the do-all, be-all, but where are they? Where the frick are they? You know? You have as many whites who are living in poverty as you do of everybody else. And there's no real logic behind it other than to incite, other than to, they want us against each other. They want us at each other's throats. They want us hating each other. And it makes no sense. The people are figuring this out now. Wait a minute. The elite are sitting up there drinking tea while we're attacking each other and nothing is happening. Nothing's getting fixed.
Yeah.
Things are getting worse. People are starting to see through this. You know, I'm encouraged by this. But I do realize that they're not going to stop until they get us at each other's throats, because that's part of their agenda.
Well, that's
they
what
cannot
I would say.
Come in and push us toward globalization without us rising up against each other.
That's what I was trying to tell people on a show years ago about whatever they do to try to push you at each other, to fight each other, they expect that you're going to do a certain thing, and that's you're going to start fighting. I said, you do the unexpected and don't fight. Instead, work together. Don't give them that opportunity for martial law or anything like that, because that's exactly what you want. You know, martial law comes with a lot more authority than it used to because of things filed into place like the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act and whatever other stuff that managed to wiggle in there. It wasn't for our safety or benefit. It was for a control structure. Because if they propped up the economy like they said, people have been saying all the time, if our economy was teetering and it's like this big old bubble, it's based on the petrol dollar and something else is fixing to come in there that will just destroy the petrol dollar, there's a reason why that system would be in panic mode and trying to get us under control. Because if this system just collapsed overnight, the United States would erupt into utter chaos. It might, maybe we'd have a day or two where people's trying to sort out what just happened. But the more things get out of hand, it only takes, like, you throw a firecracker into the center of somebody who's armed to the teeth, and somebody's going to think somebody shot, and then they're going to retaliate. You see what I'm trying to say here? We're standing on a powder keg.
Yeah. And you look at the, right, but look at the, you know, you want to see how much of an act is going on? When have you ever seen the lawmakers of this country act like such idiots?
Oh, that's it.
You know, I'm going to tell you about a law, a House bill. It's in the House in Georgia. And it hasn't made it to the Senate yet. I cannot possibly see how it would make it through. But there is a law on the books. I checked it. If you go to the Georgia government site, you can see this bill. I've got a post in Skype, in the people for people chats, that, and I'm going to say this on air, there is a bill that states that any male 55 years or older must immediately report to the sheriff when they ejaculate.
What?
Yes, it's a real bill. It's a real, people are saying this can't be real. It's on the government site. It is real. It's in the House.
What is the purpose for a bill like that?
It was passed, it's going to be passed in conjunction with, to stand on side of the, abortion thing. Now, where's the sense, what logic, where's the logic that says that, you know, why would you pass a bill like that in the House if you didn't want your people up in arms?
Yeah, that's just crazy. And there's another one that I heard here about recently. Whether it's propaganda or not, we don't know anymore because of we can't trust anything coming out of the media, alternative or otherwise, is that they want to make it illegal for you to criticize congressmen or senators. Which is constantly, I mean, completely unconstitutional. You got to have a remedy against your government. That's freedom of speech, you know. If you can't sit there and say you believe your doggone government's corrupt, they may very well be corrupt, you know. But, you know, I get the whole not shouting fire in a crowded theater. That's common sense. You get somebody hurt doing that. But the media does it all day long, every single day, shouting fire in there, talking about concentration camps down at the border. Ain't no concentration camps down at the border. And they didn't care who they offended by using that terminology. But they did it anyway. And so, if this is not an intentional act in order to incite violence and riot amongst the people, then they gotta be just as stupid as people in the history of time that somehow or another got elected. My God, I think Thomas is the one that told me about the video, the movie Idiocracy, and I actually sat down and watched it, and it just hurt my brain because I couldn't visualize people being that doggone stupid. But when you listen to some of these senators and congressmen out there, you're watching that movie. When you listen to some of the protesters out there, you're watching that movie. When you're looking at all the headlines on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all that, you're watching that movie. It's like playing out in real time. You've got stupid people running amok, cussing each other out for every doggone thing under the sun. Somebody wants to marry a tree. Somebody wants to marry their dog. Somebody wants to marry their guitar. Somebody's doing something crazy in every single direction out there. It's like the world is on some sort of dope. Somebody earlier in the chat room said it was the doggone 5G that was doing it. Yeah, that's it. Stephen Gibbons said, don't forget 5G affecting people's mood and behavior and other electromagnetic pollution. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. You know? They got technology out there that, they got sound cannons out there. They got, technology that if you stand in front of it, it's almost like standing in a microwave. It'll heat your body up, make you uncomfortable, and it's for riot control and stuff like that. Add factor that into what we talked about, where that ghost show years ago had a doggone sign that was projecting voices into your head, not audibly, but with the new technology available to, you know, you picking this signal up and you can hear something. Nobody said nothing. It was just this doggone billboard playing out. That technology and all this technology and what we've got available to us, you think somebody out there ain't monkeying around? You know, and it's crazy to even talk about because it sounds so conspiratorial. The government's out to get you. It ain't necessarily just the government. Maybe the government ain't even involved. Maybe it's just factions of people who infiltrated and put their seats in there. Like this Ocasio Cortez girl that they say that this one particular political group got her and that other lady into office. They're the new Congress or something like that. But these folks, some of the things that come out of their mouth, it's just so ridiculous. And it will incite a riot when you tell people that there are immigrants down there being forced to drink out of a toilet. The Border Patrol had to show inside the building and say, look, it's not true. But how many of the networks covered the Border Patrol showing that what this lady said coming out of her mouth was not true? Now, meanwhile, you got people out there on the street who are ridiculously ignorant of the facts, and they are willing to get violent because they believe that there's concentration camps on the border, even though they haven't been down there to see for their own two eyes and to tour the facilities to see if these people are having to drink out of a toilet or not. But they're going to spew it out as if it was the gospel to other people out there who are just equally ignorant to the facts. And so,
well, here's the rub on that, is yes, they went down there and they told all of these really terrible things about it, and then they were followed up by other Democrats that were actually allowed into the facility, and even talked to the people running it and came back and said, now these are Democrats that came back and said, AOC was lying. That's not what's going on. So they shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen unless you're trying to destabilize a political side. And unless you're trying to give the other side the momentum they need to rise up against that side, you know? It's been going on for a long time that conservatives have been being really dealt a harsh blow. They've been attacking conservatives. Antifa, in the riots and things, they're able to go and attack people wearing red hats. They're able to go in and attack people who are conservative. And nothing has been happening to them.
Well, you had a Congress lady telling people to go out and get in people's faces.
Right. But now, suddenly, when the right has finally just gotten to the point to where they were thinking there's nothing we can do, they're trying to shut us all down, all of a sudden they throw a bone out there. Now they're arresting Antifa. So now the right is energized again and saying, hey, you know, now watch you son of a guns.
Yeah.
So it's all one big play. It's all one big agenda, and people are starting to see through that. People are starting to see that there's a game being played, and that we are the pawns.
Well,
we are the ones who have the power to change.
That's why I said earlier, even though it appears right now that Trump is doing things that I agree on, I'm always under the mindset, because if something seems to be too good to be true, it might not be true. But I'm not closing the door on it. I'm just staying alert, if that makes any sense. I'm trying to stay paying attention to details. With all the information being bombarded out here, it's hard. It's hard to stay focused on things when you got words out there that trigger people. There's probably words out there to trigger me, you know?
Right. The thing that I watch, I give Trump his due. He's done some good things. But I also see that Trump is not stepping up with the internet censorship that's been going on. Trump has not stepped up. We have these internet freedom things going on in Congress, to where they're pulling Google and all of them in. And all it is a bunch of talking heads with nothing being solved about it. Trump has not said anything, done anything to rectify this other than to say, we're watching these people. Okay, so now we have, how long have the conservatives been being beaten in the street, been being attacked on their homes, their children threatened, all of these things, and nothing's ever been said about it.
Yeah.
You have the universities that were receiving federal monies and everything. They were out there banning people, white people. They were allowing groups in these universities to say, if you're white, you can't come here. And nothing was done, nothing said. So I'm watching all of this, and I'm seeing that Trump is doing all of these things on the foreign side of making peace with North Korea. Hey, that's a big thing. You got to stand up and say that's a big thing. Anybody who doesn't, you know, I don't know. But he's doing good things there. He's shaking the boat, you know, right? Rocking the boat. But, on the other hand, he's not doing anything for us that I've seen that is positive and that is allowing us. Free speech is still under attack. We are still held to the grindstone. We are not seeing relief. So I've got to sit here and wonder, now wait, if Trump is doing the right things and if he's the smart man that he is, then he knows that this censorship is the biggest freaking problem that we have.
Well, it might be part of the game to build you up and get you thinking you got something that you're wanting, you know, the bait and switch kind of thing.
But
question is how could we even know at this stage in the game? Because I don't even trust the history in the books anymore. I don't even trust the science in the books anymore. People will sit there and tell you one thing. There's a problem. You put a resolution out there, and they will do everything under their power to discourage you from going in that direction, even though you feel deep down inside that this is the right thing to solve this particular problem, and you can't get no momentum. You know, everything, these radio networks that we're doing right here, we having trouble getting over that brick wall and getting out there, you know? There's certain, you go out there, Google, or YouTube, either one, they're one and the same, even Facebook for that matter, because I had to sign in to Facebook in order to get into an account that wasn't even nothing to do with Facebook. It was Weebly for building a website. But it made me go through either Google or Facebook just to get in there. You go out there and search, you're going to find that you're going to get whatever results that they want you to see, and not the results that you were looking for. But there's going to come a time when all of this is going to come to a head. This having to sign into Google to get into your other accounts, or having to sign into Facebook to get into your other accounts, We're all being funneled down and compartmentalized in our own little digital cyberspace, where we're fed all this information that we're interested in. And so maybe because of the way I'm talking and everything, maybe I'm getting the chaos thing right now because they can't figure out what it is that I'm looking for exactly. So they're throwing in a mix of all this madness that's going on, and it's melting my brain in the process. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yeah. Where's Thomas at?
He's in there somewhere.
Thomas, what do you think? What do you think about? Yeah. What do you think about what we've been talking about? With both sides being played and waking up. Do you agree with that, or do you see it in another way?
I think there shouldn't be any sides, man. Like I said, you know, stop playing the game and start focusing on playing your own game, which is learn something every day, build your own. He was talking about sovereignty. You don't have any sovereignty if you can't do every single thing that you possibly ever would need or want to some degree, because you can't tell somebody no. I'm not going to bow to your whim, whatever it is, whether it's money or power or, you know, just what kind of, you know, show I'm going to go watch or something like that. I mean, that, you know, power over somebody. You can't say no to them and do it yourself, even if it's not done as well as them. You just can't do it. You have to do what they tell you to do, or say you don't get any food because you can't grow food. You can't get any electricity because you can't make your own electricity. Right?
Yep.
So you've given your sovereignty away. There's a phrase that I think I just misheard it, but the misheard version makes a lot more sense to me than the official version, if that's true. A barcode, right? A symbol of power. It's also a measure of insovereignty, a measure of your lack of sovereignty, meaning the more of them you've got in your life, the more barcodes you have around you, the less sovereignty you have.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
They can be
tried. That's true.
So if you stop letting people say, no, I'm better at leading, so let me lead while you do what you're good at, and start learning how to lead. That means learn how to negotiate with people, learn how to talk to people, learn how to work with people, you know, learn how to de-escalate. You know what I mean? Learn how to basically stop violence from happening and whatnot, and learn how to basically protect yourself and whatnot, and you won't need the government to do that for you anymore. You can always let them do that so that you can do something else, but if they ever get out of hand, you can take over and tell them no. I don't like what you're doing, so I'm not going to participate anymore. I'm going to take care of this myself and pull that power from them. You know, we don't have the means to pull the plug on the machine at this point. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to literally take that machine and just cut it a little bit at a time, just start dialing it back. And no one's doing that because they're not aware, probably for the most part, that the way to do that is to learn how to take care of more things yourself. Learn how to fix a road. Learn how to build a road. You know, the internet's available now. It doesn't matter if you're going to be going out there and building tons of roads or not. The power to do so is the most important factor of that. You know, you don't need a government to take care of the roads anymore because people are taking care of themselves. Then there goes their argument. Well, how will we have roads if we get rid of government? We got to have government to have roads. No, you don't. Build them yourself. It's not a government official out there with a shovel and a pickaxe and, you know, digging up the materials to put together to make tar and, you know, gravel, and then going out there and rolling it down and, you know, packing sand under it and whatnot to build a road. Those are individuals. Those are everyday Joes, you and me. They're out there doing that, and, you know, somebody's just controlling them with dollars. You know?
Yeah.
So, and, I mean, and this is the thing, man. We have the means now, okay? We've had a problem in the past from, you know, horrible examples of mob rule. Mob justice, right?
Yep.
Where an example of that is the race riots in Tulsa. Black kid was basically operating the elevator, right? And the elevator shuttered, as they tend to do, especially old ones back in those days, right? And he fell, and, you know, the direction he fell into a white woman. And she's like, oh, he's trying to rape me. You know, he's touching me. He's manhandling me, right? You had all these people up in arms now because nobody knew what really happened. All they knew was her narrative, and they ignored his.
Yep.
Okay, so there's always somebody that's, and this is the thing, anytime you have a conflict, you always have somebody that people are more willing to listen to and somebody that are less willing to listen to. It doesn't matter what degree it is, there's always something that taints the view of each individual as to how much they're willing to or not willing to listen to side A or side B. Right?
I agree.
If we put the means that we have available now into work for the populace, that means have mass surveillance, but not for the state, for the individual. Just put it on the web and make it available for everybody to see, right?
Yeah.
If you want to control it a little bit, put a mechanism where people have to sign in and they have an account that is tied directly to them so you know who's watching you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anybody can pick up their, you know, keyboard and their mouse and hop online and take a look at archived footage that can't be changed because it's on, like, say, a blockchain, which means if you change, if you go back in history and you want to erase something or change it so that basically something else happened during that time, you're changing an algorithm that ruins the algorithm for everything else. You'd have to rebuild the algorithm from scratch for everything. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, I've talked about pushing for this in government. Like, they want to put body cams on police officers. I say they need to have body cams on every single politician that pulls the strings and issues the orders that police officers have to follow before we put anything on police officers. Because if somebody's out there shooting and hiding bodies that's a police officer, you have no idea if they've been told they have to do that. You don't know if they've been basically told, if you don't do this, we're going to kill your family. Well, but if we put body cams on all those other people, then we would know exactly who's at fault. And they would know they're going to get caught, so they'd stop doing it.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it anymore.
Well, truth be told, it definitely isn't by the mainstream media, and more than likely ain't even by the alternative media. But media has a lot of power. And that type of power, you know, to be able to sit there needs to be some sort of regulation that you can say whatever you want. You can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll say people should ignore anything any media has to say unless they're willing to put body cams on every single journalist and every individual that commands and controls those journalists.
But what I'm saying is that if it is proven that this information was either propaganda or was intentionally misleading, or if it intentionally caused riots or whatever, that the media needs to be held accountable for what they're saying out there. If they ain't telling both sides of the story, if they're being biased or whatever for the specific intention to manipulate either elections or get crowds riled up like that, just the same exact thing that would happen if you went into a crowded theater and shouted fire and somebody got hurt. They need to be held accountable for the news that they put out to as many people out there, because it's no different. You shout it out there on the media talking about how our president is a racist, homophobe, xenophobe, bigot, or whatever like that. There is some nutcase out there that's going to believe it and then take extraordinary attempts to try to harm that man. And the same thing with you as an individual. You can't even get out here on the internet. If you make the wrong person mad, they'll do everything from finding your personal information and probably showing up on your house to cause you problems. So, why is the mainstream media protected the way that they are? Why are they allowed?
Well, you're talking about the elite versus the everyday man.
Yeah.
Argument, because that means basically you've got to become sovereign so that there is no everyday man versus elite. Everybody's on an equal playing field to some degree.
Yeah.
And they have the capability to leverage themselves onto an equal playing field if they're not already on one.
If YouTube don't agree, like I don't agree with global warming, climate change, climate disruption, or whatever. I don't believe that. So if I do a video out there contrary, they have to automatically put a tag underneath my video that says the mainstream narrative of what's actually going on. So instead of people having to use discernment and common sense to check the facts of what it is that I'm saying and match it with my beliefs, they're automatically out there telling me, nope, this is what it is right here. And that's not freedom of speech. That's still a form of censorship whenever you can't even talk about whether you believe in the moon landing or not without having somebody put some sort of what they claim to be factual stories. And you already told everybody out there that if we think that this is a conspiracy channel, that we're going to do this, or if they're hate speech, we're going to shut them down or whatever like that. Who gets to determine what's hate speech? Who gets to decide what can be said and what can't be said? This is like... It is,
right. Tim Pool was talking about that, as well as a number of other people that I've seen talking about that, where if you suppress ideas like that too, the negative aspect of that is that they will go and they will group together somewhere in hiding.
Yeah.
the only way to deal with bad ideas is to put them out in the open and challenge them with good ideas,
yeah,
and let the populace decide for themselves which is right. Which, them putting a link under your deal is one thing. What they need to do, though, is they need to, you know, people need to notate that Wikipedia, if that's who they're linking to, isn't exactly a 100% reputable site,
yeah,
any more than any other site. So, you know,
there's a new Wikipedia. Yeah, there's a new Wikipedia being developed by some people because of that, so that people can get accurate information. So there is pushback. But guys, I've got to run companies here, and I need to go, but thanks for having me on, and great conversation, and I will see you guys on the other side.
You got any last words of wisdom before you peel out?
Well, yeah, I guess if I can say anything, it would be don't bite.
That's it.
Don't join in. If it's going to cause angst, if it's going to cause anger, if it's going to cause hate, if it's going to cause division, then you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
We need to come together. We need to realize our true power, and we need to start exercising it. And with that being said, love to each and all.
Yeah,
thank
you,
Susan.
Take care.
Thank you, Thomas.
That's some words of wisdom. That's the whole thing. Don't fall for it. I tell people, this world's being played like a banjo. They know how to get underneath.
I don't go for that don't bite thing. I think it's more appropriate not to bite first. Don't initiate the biting, you know what I mean? If somebody bites you, though, you got to defend yourself.
Oh, well, yeah, that's understandable.
If somebody's already creating a division, you've got a division that you're going to deal with. The trick is to basically try to get the majority of the people together on the right side and get them to pull away from dividing half and half, so that way they're all weakened, you know?
Yep. That noise.
Good ideas. Just give them the facts, give them the truth, and then let them decide for themselves, you know?
That noise you hear in the background is my AC. I had to kick it on for a minute. It's getting hotter in here. Ah. So, sorry about that. I'll shut it off here in a second. But the whole thing is, there's a lot of stuff that's supposedly going on in this world. There's a lot of information to sort through, and we're always saying, do your own research. Don't believe everything you hear. And before you get all crazy and start going insane on somebody, at least make sure you check both sides of the story so that you can, you know, develop. There's a lot of people that don't do that. They don't want to hear the other side of the story because they've already been told the other side's a liar. So if they're all liars, then who do you trust? You trust two liars to tell you the truth? Well, sometimes when two people are telling a lie, they have to put a bit of the truth in there in order for their lie to sound plausible. So if you're smart enough to step back and listen to both of these liars talk, you might just find the truth in both of these lies. That's common sense. But in the military, they called it paying attention to detail. And if you pay attention to detail, you'll find out who's telling the truth and who ain't telling the truth. But, you know, when I say none of this makes sense, it's because I see we got solutions available. We got resources available. Our combined resources, if you think about it, if there's really 270 million people in the United States, or more, maybe 320 million, I can't remember what the last census was, some of which they say is not legal citizens, but regardless, let's say 320 million people in the United States, and each one of them pitched in a doggone dollar apiece, $320 million would go a long way to building a platform that wouldn't be like YouTube or Google or be able to be censored or anything like that. If they really wanted to protect their freedom of speech and their rights and all that, they could put their own network together and ensure that there's no single group of people who get to say for everyone what is shown and what isn't shown. That every bit of the information, regardless of whether it's politically correct or not, gets shown. Because if they don't see both sides of the story, how can they make a common sense decision on what it is they truly believe? Most of these folks out here rioting can't even talk about the facts. They ain't got no problem bloodying up somebody's head on the other side. And this is helping them how? Because if they ever get what it is that they truly think that they want, whether it be socialism or communism or any of the isms for that matter, or social justice or whatever, whatever they think, that they're, the end goal, that the ends justifies the means of going out there, putting a mask over your face and starting fires and burning flags and hurting people or tearing up your own community. How's that gonna make things better? You're only going to make the other side madder. Now, if they really wanted to nip this in the bud, you'd see all these law enforcement people, instead of standing around while everybody is doing this, or arresting somebody momentarily and then sticking them back into the crowd knowing that they're going to start a fight, they want you to start a fight. Because the judge is going to get paid. The police officers are going to get paid. The military-industrial complex is going to get paid. The medical industry is going to get paid. The drug industry is going to get paid. The food industry is going to get paid. The bankers are going to get paid. Every time you do something stupid, somebody gets paid. And every time you do something stupid, your rights get depleted just a little bit more. Each time. You call the law enforcement on your doggone neighbor because his grass is too high, then eventually it's going to come back on you as well when your grass is too high. You're using this government system as a tool to suppress, oppress, or whatever, enslave your fellow man. You're using this as a tool for your power structure. If you don't get what you want, you're going to call the law on your neighbor. Really? That constitution up there on the doggone wall in my room, it means something to me. A lot of people died just to try to get that piece of paper that says the government has limitations over me. That piece of paper becomes worthless. Then everything everybody's died for in the past was pointless. And it sucks that we actually need a piece of paper when, if in reality we used our true power, which is our gifts and our talents and our resources combined with each other to solve problems in our community, our true power. We don't need a government to have true power. I'm sounding like an anarchist because I'm like sounding like I'm anti-government. We can govern ourselves if we use common sense. But if we allow these people to play us like banjos, the mainstream media to do what they've been doing for as many years as I can imagine, that they have sat there and literally shouted fire in a crowded theater over and over again and never was held accountable, that people are, we're told that people are committing crimes in Senate and Congress and the White House and all this kind of stuff, and nobody's ever held accountable for it. If you try that, any one of us, we the people, we'd be so far underneath the jail, we'd be speaking Chinese. Or if you're on the opposite planet, you might be speaking English. I don't know. But the fact remains, there's two sets of laws in this world, and they're not in your favor. Neither one of them. And so, there's got to come time when you have to decide that you as an individual are going to stop being powerless. You're going to have to stop being feeling like everything is just too doggone hard to do anything. You can't fix the world by yourself. We could all get together and fix the world. But if you take your life and you go out there and you try to do something positive in your community, that's a start. And if everybody starts to do that, you know, like that pay it forward thing, that was cool. It kind of took on. There was people in different countries doing the pay it forward. They go to a store, a grocery store, and they'd leave a little extra money for the next guy in line. Or they'd buy something for somebody just out of the kindness of their heart. They'd walk around, you know, with a pizza and give all these homeless people a bite to eat. Something better than nothing. But if that kind of concept could work on that size scale, imagine what it could be with 320 million people standing up and saying, you know what, you guys have done a terrible job. We're taking over from here. We'll do it ourselves. You don't have to have a violent revolution. You can have a peaceful resolution, a revolution, and resolve these issues in your communities. You got a homeless person there, and somewhere in your community, there's a lot of raw materials that are available that if you had a little plot of land that somebody didn't want to use anyway, you could build them a home. There's, where there's a will, there's definitely a way. But until you as an individual decide that you can be part of the solution instead of part of the problem, then you're going to continue to call the law on your neighbors. You're going to continue to go to these Trump rallies or any other social justice rallies and protest, and you're going to continue to mistreat people. You're going to continue to play into the game, and you're going to continue to feed that beast. The same one you profess to be fighting against is the one that you're going to feed the most. It's like what Thomas said earlier. And I'm trying to reach out there with some doggone common sense, hoping my words will inspire, but I'm getting to the point where these doggone wire cutters in my hand seem to be more of a solution for me as an individual than to stay on here and do what it is that I do, and all of it be pointless. There's no reason for me to stay on this internet and do what it is that I do if the fact is that nothing I say, nothing I do can make it over the wall. If I ain't got people sharing links and helping each other out and trying to come say something positive or whatever, then what's the point? I see there are people out there waking up. I know there's people out there waking up. And from what I understand about what's going on with Trump and his administration and things that he's doing out there, at least in the visual aspect of it, it looks to me like something positive is happening. But I'm also not stupid either. If it's too good to be true, it might just not be true. And I'm hoping for the best, but expecting the worst, because the status quo is just that. We've seen nothing but the worst. We've been seeing it go down the hill. Now, I hesitate to use any type of biblical references because I know that that's taboo out here in this world. You can't talk about stuff like that because there was a book that was written by a man, and it's questionable. And all these other books to me, because of the same reason, are questionable. But it said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. What if? I'm just asking, what if? What if these really are the last days? According to that prophetic word out there. Paul Harvey in 1965 explained today's society exactly the way that he did. And you got what he said. You got drug sniffing dogs. You got metal detectors at the school doors. There's been people that were surveyed to say, here's a picture of a prison or a picture of a school. Which one is the prison? Which one is the school? And most people picked the school as the prison, not realizing that that was the actual school. Now, if you're a child and you're raised in that type of environment to where when you go through there, you got to show your papers, you got to be metal detected, possibly even at some stage in the game strip search, before you can ever go into the door of an education facilities, what does that sound like to you? It doesn't sound like freedom. It doesn't sound like sovereignty. Doesn't sound like privacy. It sounds like your kids are being slowly desensitized to living in prison. And that there will be a time when they won't even question the science. They won't even question the norm. They won't question the rules. They won't question authority. And the question that has to be said before we get to that point in our lives, in man's history, is who is going to be that authority when it's all said and done? Are they going to be somebody you can trust with your life and your family's life? Are they going to be somebody with your same points of view, your same morals? We're being manipulated into a system that is getting us deeper and deeper and farther away from this crossroad that we're standing on right now, where we have an opportunity to take all this knowledge and do something profound to make the world better. To feed the homeless, to shelter, you know, them, and to heal the sick. All this stuff that we have capabilities of doing with the technologies we have, the knowledge. My friend Steve said we're sitting here with the vast sum of all man's knowledge at our fingertips. That's amazing. And you can't deny that you get on there. Google's got some pretty good technology. They could spell check you while you're in the middle of writing, and before you ever even get the full word out, it's already found what you're looking for. It already has basically read your mind to some extent, and it knows what you're looking for before you look at it. Then when you go out there and you say things in public or on your phone, and then you find that you're being advertised on the TV and on the internet, things that you mentioned and you were interested in, or because your age, it's automatically assumed that you need these particular products, so they're being advertised to you. I said this to people a long time ago, and I don't know that people really got it when I first said it. But I found out years ago, whenever I started trying to work my way through the internet and find out what it was all about, that the internet wasn't nothing more than one massive advertisement campaign. It was about making money. It was about information. It was about he who had the information made the rules. And you could see, if you could pay attention to the writing on the walls, that type of information gathered on every single individual would mean that you actually have a profile. They know what you want. They know where you go. They know what your political views are. They know everything that there is to know about you. And now, today, you're making it so much easier for them. Because you're putting your life, your entire life on Facebook. You're putting it on Twitter. You're putting it on YouTube. You're putting it on Google. You're putting your entire life into the matrix. All the words coming out of your mouth can be digitally manipulated. Your picture of your face can be digitally manipulated. And any time that you step out of line, they'll make it look like you are probably by far the worst person that ever existed in time, and they could shut you down. That's why I said earlier, I only got to make one person in this world mad. That's it. It only takes me to make one person in this world mad. That person has money. That person has power. They have connections. They have everything necessary to quite literally destroy my life. And frame me if necessary, to take away everything that I've ever worked for. That's scary. But that whole entire concept of what, if they can do that to me, they can also do that to you. And so, you're standing at this crossroad right now, I'm pointing we should go that way. Somebody else is pointing maybe we ought to go that way. I don't care which way we go. As long as it ain't down the road that we're heading right now. You're being labeled. You're being desensitized, propagandized, manipulated. And for what? Somebody up there can have some power. And somebody can have some money. It don't matter what you do in your day. Somebody's watching you do it, and whatever you think you have left of freedom and security is only a camera shot away. Like Thomas said earlier, we're there. We're already there. We're not waiting for the machines to get here. We're living amongst them. I don't know what else to say. Nothing makes sense to me anymore. I want somehow or another to try to do whatever I can, to say whatever I can, to try to convince the world out there that we have what we need to fix it. But if I can't get the message over the wall... Years ago, I did a video, it's either Bombshell or Warning to the World. I can't remember. It was not a very good video, and it used one of those auto talking machine things. So, really, it only got a couple hundred views, if that. And thumbs up, thumbs down, very few. It doesn't matter. The message that I was trying to say was back during the day when they did that switch between analog TV to digital TV, I saw the writing on the wall and I knew that we were coming down a road to where news presented to you might not be the truth. And more than likely, probably is not the truth. Patty was mentioning earlier about how there were a couple people that had a couple MAGA hats, put them in their pocket, and everything was staged to set up this deal, and was whether it be for ratings on doggone mainstream media, or to literally start a fight in this area, to expand on everybody's frustration that they already have because of political differences. There are people out there like George Soros who the conspiracy theorists say are paying people to go into destabilizing nations by agitating and starting fights and riots. And they will find your weak spot, whether it be your religion or your politics or whatever, and they will take and they will pick at that and amplify it and tell you the other guy is against you and get you to fight. And the next thing you know, you have nations in a civil war. And then in comes the saviors. We got to come in there and we got to save the good people. And we don't even know who the good people are anymore. Because it's all been muddied up. We're told to fear the terrorist. We're told to fear the hitchhiker. We're told to fear the homeless. We're told to fear the burglar. Everybody. There's so many people we're supposed to fear in this world. We're supposed to live in fear. Russia's going to get us. China's going to get us. North Korea's going to nuke us. We're going to nuke them. Everybody's nuking everybody. Everybody's gearing up for war. Civil war in the streets. Concentration camps on the doggone border. And none of which is even remotely true. None of it. That's what I was trying to warn the world about. That's what I was trying to say. You got to pay attention to what you're seeing because it might not be true. You got to pay attention to what you're hearing because it might not be true. You got to listen to both sides of the story. You got to listen to both liars. If I'm questioning my sanity, and I'm questioning my own faith, and I'm questioning my own education, and I'm questioning my own mind and the truth and the history and the science. If I'm questioning everything that is potentially questionable, if I'm doing that, how many of the nearly 7 billion or 9 billion people on the planet are doing it as well? Not all of them have access to the internet. I'm probably envy of those who live in some sort of third world jungle that don't have internet or TV, because at least they're not going insane trying to figure out who's telling the truth and who ain't. But that said, in that book that everyone despised, there'd be wars and rumors of wars, plagues and famine and pestilence and so on down the line. Well, maybe when they started off this attack against us, they wrote these words down to tell us ahead of time that we were fixing to be screwed. It's just going to take us a long time to get there. They're going to take away your freedom in Ireland and Scotland. They're going to take away your freedom in Russia. They're going to take away your freedom in Korea and China and Japan. They're going to take away your freedom in America. These folks that are in charge of the gold, the whole he who has the gold makes the rules, they don't have your best interests at heart. If they did, then everything wouldn't be going down the way that it's going down. There is a dark side and there is a light side, and it's hard to find out who's on what side because everyone out there has a good point. We need to feed people. But we don't need to kill these people over there to do so. So there's got to be some sort of happy medium somewhere in there that everybody can actually agree with, that we can all get along, put our stupid stuff aside, and get things done. Y'all sitting out there watching doggone people fighting each other, beating each other up till they're a bloody pulp on doggone MMA fights. Or you're out there on the video games shooting each other up in first-person shooters. Popping the pills, taking the drugs, drinking the alcohol, doing everything that Paul Harvey mentioned in 1965. You're either so doggone stoned out of your gourd or don't think it's any worth even trying to do anything about it. And you're buying every bit of information that comes down from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, the mainstream science community, the colleges, the indoctrination centers that we call high school and grade school. And you're taking all that information on your drug-induced coma, and you're going out there and you're fighting the same people who could be your allies, which is your brothers and sisters around this world. And if you ain't being played like a banjo, then I step forward, step up to the microphone and tell me where it is I'm wrong. What has any of these protests accomplished? What has any of the riots accomplished? I can give you one example from Kansas City, Missouri, that they had a race riot down there. There are schools that never came back. There are businesses that never came back. There are parts of the city down there that never got rebuilt. And what they accomplished through that entire deal, what did they get for their efforts? They destroyed their own community, degraded their livelihoods, and made a mess of everything. But had somebody been around at the time and was able to get through the minds of everybody who was aggravated because somebody like Jerry Springer was standing behind the scenes aggravating them until they fought one another and destroyed and burned down their own communities and ran themselves out of employment, then maybe we wouldn't be talking about that now. There are many examples of many communities that people destroyed, and that was their home. That was their community. That was their neighborhood. They went in and they looted and pillaged business owners that could potentially generate revenue and jobs for people in their own community. Now, if I was a business owner and a riot broke out and you stole everything I had and you burned it down, do you think I'm going to rebuild there for you to do it a second time the next time you get mad? If you're going to steal from me once, then chances are you're going to steal from me twice unless you find some sort of redemption in your own heart. That's common sense, folks. That's common sense. I don't know what else to say. I'm told I ain't supposed to believe in God. I'm told I'm not supposed to believe in a higher power. I'm told that everything was basically made up by man. It's all a lie. The school books are a lie. The science is a lie. The physics are a lie. And everyone out there preaching them is liars. If what I'm saying ain't true, show me. Test the physics, test the science. Show me. If what NASA claims is true, we have some amazing technology. If what the government says is true, we have some amazing technology. If the science is true, we have the tools and the technology to resolve all these problems that people claim that they care about. If you're an environmentalist out there and you're not standing up there and helping somebody who's actually out there researching for, you know, the same things that you say, clean, renewable, alternative, sustainable, all these keywords that make everybody feel good. If you're not over there supporting them physically, financially, emotionally, or mentally, and rooting them on to find the solutions and put them on the table, then you're part of the problem. You're working for the beast. If you got talents and skills out there and you're not bringing them to the forefront to help people out to resolve these problems, then you're doing the same exact thing. If you're out there spreading lies and propaganda and hate and discontent and trying to get one another fighting against each other, you're feeding the beast. You pick up arms and go to war without asking any questions of why. You're doing the same. That's why none of it makes any sense to me. That's why today's message was just that, nothing makes sense. I don't know what more to say. I keep saying, I want off this internet. I keep saying, I want to go away, but for some reason I keep getting sucked into the matrix. Some reason I keep getting sucked back here, because in my mind, it'd be so much more peaceful if I just got up and walked away, and it would save me a lot of money and a hassle and heartache. But every time my grandchildren show up over at my house and I look into their eyes and I say, well, you know what, there's some things going down in this world that I sure don't want them to ever have to contend with, and so maybe I ought to try again to lobby the world to bring the dream team together to make things right before it's too late. And folks, if you ain't figured out what the dream team is by now, then you haven't obviously been listening in. Because the dream team is you. Each and every one of you. And I don't care if you're poor as dirt. You still got a kind word to say. You still got part of the message. You still got something that you can go out there and smile at somebody, help somebody in any little tiny way. It doesn't matter. It all adds up. It's those pennies in the bucket and the positive ripples in the pond that we're talking about. I can't weed through all this chaos and try to figure out what's real and what ain't real. And I'm not going to sit here and profess to you that I have the answer for everything under the sun. But I know for a fact that combined we got the answers and the solutions necessary to make it right. But we're not going to get there by relying on people who claim to be our representation, who constantly, by their track record, have proven themselves not to be trustworthy. I want to be able to visit with people in Ireland. I want to be able to visit with people in Scotland. I want to be able to visit with people in Canada. I want to be able to have this communication line with people around the world to speak these words to them and listen to what they have to say as well. That's what the Knights of the Round Table is all about. Folks, it's all up to you. It's all up to me. Ain't nothing else that can be done. If talking ain't going to get it done, if talking ain't going to inspire, if nobody ever picks up the idea and runs with it, then we get what we got. Thomas, you got any words of wisdom before we peel out of here?
No, nothing that hasn't already been said, so.
All right, folks. I didn't want today's show to be a downer. And apologize for some of my language might have been a little spicy. But I'm just a human just like everybody else. And this stuff, it gets you down after you think about it long enough. I got my wire cutters in my hand. I could end it all with one little snip. I wouldn't have to look at the internet again. But by walking away, I just pretty much say that I give up. And since my heart says it's not time to give up, then I guess I'll keep doing what it is I'm doing here at the Knights of the Round Table and the Mad Science Show. Peace and love, everybody. If you like anything you've heard today, share the message. Good and bad. Share it all. Take care.
That ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Old woman!
Man!
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
But if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away!
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh.
Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, read us where we're able. We'll routine to call the scenes, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rise that are quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot. We'll be right back.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Shazam the Terrible! All rise for King Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table!